Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Happy Valentine's Day. I promise this show will be all about love. Really. Trump sends a second aircraft carrier to the Middle East, apparently intending to increase pressure on the Iranian regime. Sort of a, I'll be watching you, you know, a two fingers on one hand pointing to the eyes of Lady Liberty, and then she extends them to Iran, and then back and forth, you know, and making the point, I'm watching you. Why did Judicial Watch have to sue the DOJ to access the Butler shooting records or files? The New York governor of Puerto Rico signed into law a bill that recognizes a child as a human being from conception. Way to go, Puerto Rico. The Save America Act has 49 Republican sponsors now, and at least one Democrat has promised to vote for it. Friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. I promise the show will be all about love. And if you have eyes that see and ears that hear, you'll see and hear it. Trump sends a second aircraft carrier to the Middle East, apparently intending to increase pressure on the Iranian regime. Sort of a I'll be watching you gesture. The USS Abraham Lincoln and its carrier strike group is deployed to the Arabian Sea. It crossed into the United States Central Command a bit back and is operating with destroyers and combat aircraft in that region. The USS Gerald Ford now has been deployed, and that's the Navy's largest and most advanced ship, and it will join, if it hasn't already reached, the fleet buildup. They are patrolling the open water operating zone south of Iran, connecting the Persian Gulf to the wider Indian Ocean. It's one of the most strategically important maritime regions in the world, overseen by NAVCENT and the U.S. Fifth Fleet. Deployment to this region positions the American Navy to launch operations against Iran. Iran is looking into the visage of the eagle, and its face is grim. Iran is represented in the second beast of Daniel's vision of the four beasts in Daniel chapter 7. When looking at Daniel's prophecy there concerning the Medo-Persian Empire, represented by a bear that's raised up higher on one side, indicating what most of us understand to be the distinction between the Russian or the Median part of that alliance and as the higher shoulder of the bear, and what should be the focus. Another reason for making that assumption is because of the prophecy of Gog and Magog, almost always connected with Russia and Meshach or Moscow, and then those with him or Magog, Gog, and those with Gog. However, according to Daniel's prophecy of this second kingdom found in Daniel 8, it is the Persian side of the alliance that rises above the Medes or above Russia. And since the Daniel 8 prophecy has already been fulfilled, I wonder if we shouldn't expect the Persian side of that alliance to have a very significant, independent, and perhaps even a dominant role in the fulfillment of the prophecy represented by the bear rising up from the waters, which represent the people, the masses, you know, the tongues and so on, kindreds, Revelation 17:15. And then being higher on one side. I do hope you are looking forward to enrolling in my prophecy study, which will launch sometime in July this year, Lord willing. Trump truly is a three-dimensional chess player. His moves should never be seen as one-dimensional. Placing some of our most powerful naval assets at Iran's front door clearly has the intention of signaling Iran that it is in her best interest to stand down on the issue of nuclear weapons. But put this together with his promise to come to the aid of those rising up and crying for freedom. Yes. They will not be left hanging. Why did Judicial Watch have to sue the DOJ to access the Butler shooting material, files, and so on? After having to sue the DOJ under Pam Bondi, Judicial Watch did receive the first batch of Butler assassination attempt documents. Most of the information, however, is stuff we've already heard about. You know, sort of like the first release of the Epstein file documents. Is this the same ploy? What's going on here? Is there a pattern developing? We had already heard about the fact that Biden's FBI and Secret Service spotted the shooter acting suspiciously, carrying bags and so on, wearing a T-shirt with Demolition Ranch written on the front. One report included acknowledgement that the man was eyeballing a law enforcement sniper position. Several operators were exchanging information about this guy, including messages to and from command. The Secret Service, the Pennsylvania State Police, and, well, in quotes, Judicial Watch reports, everybody. And that's it, folks. It didn't include the fact that a bunch of citizens standing around saw the guy on the roof and tried to get someone's attention to it. I keep seeing social media posts depicting ICE at work with the question, is this what you voted for? Well, of course, I respond yes. But when I look at Bondi bungling the first Epstein file release and keep hearing that Judicial Watch is still having to sue to get the Department of Justice to respond to a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request. This is a legal requirement on their part. Listen, what's going on? No, I didn't vote for that. The new governor of Puerto Rico signed into law a bill that recognizes a child as a human being from conception. Way to go, Puerto Rico. Meanwhile, Newsom giggles with Planned Parenthood and others in assembly there around his desk who represent the Moloch industry as he all giggling and laughing and, you know, whatever, while he's signing a bill that sends $90 million of California taxpayer money to fund Planned Parenthood. These wicked people degrade womanhood by championing a deed that is the absolute repudiation of what it means to be a woman. Nurturing a child is a natural instinct, but these have turned against nature, according to Romans chapter 1. These foul haters of God despise nature itself. Hellish, murderous fiends giggling at the altar of Moloch and calling their war on infants a battle in their war for women, when in fact what they're doing is destroying womanhood. The head of state of the United States territory of Puerto Rico is President Trump. Some of you perhaps are surprised. Their newest governor is Jennifer Gonzalez-Colan, a Trump fan, by the way. She signed a new law recognizing unborn babies as human beings from conception. Bad Bunny is from Puerto Rico. But like the minority nonsense liberals here, probably about 20 to 30%, the foul-mouthed Bad Bunny does not represent the majority of his hood. Well, at least not of his country. This ex post from Reverend Jordan Wells announcing this great news, vetted and confirmed, by the way, includes an allusion to the rumor that Puerto Rican Bad Bunny, whom we are glad, by the way, his mother did not murder while in her womb, has been fined by the FCC. Bad Bunny might be loud and liberal, said the Reverend, but he doesn't speak for the island. The people, and now the law, do, end quote. Well, I assume he means by the law The rumor that Bad Bunny has been fined $10 million by the FCC for his perverse display. Well, you know, actually, the FCC did look into this issue, examined the lyrics he used in that show, and found the elements that would have exposed him to legal jeopardy were either scrubbed or bleeped. This from a New York Post article that I've linked in my notes. I can't find any actions pending against Apple or Google either, by the way. So, the Bad Bunny has not been fined by the FCC for indecency on public airwaves. Apple and Google have not been fined or even censured. I didn't watch the spectacle, but you can read the New York Post article linked here in my notes and make of it what you will. The New York Post was founded by Alexander Hamilton, by the way, and has maintained a pretty solid reputation for not folding to woke or the libfib pressure. Although it does sometimes use a dash of National Enquirer spice, only a light little touch, and will sometimes titivate interest with a tease of titillation. Nevertheless, the New York Post has maintained its independence from the Democratic arm of the Marxist Socialist Propaganda Corps. A tip of the tongue in dishonor to Obama. Remember that? When he referred to the Marine Corps as the Marine Corps? The word is pronounced Corps, at least until the zombie spell is broken and everyone sees the MSM is, after all, nothing more than a walking, talking corpse. But the reverence should not be too cast down. Sir, I made the exact same mistake during one of my Brain Massage Live episodes. I reported that Bad Bunny got some bad news and repeated the same rumor. Here, corrected, and I do feel so much better now. Dearly beloved brothers and sisters in Iran, Lady Liberty is stretching out to you her torch. Remember, the wheat must fall to the ground and die before it will spring up with life? Remember, the truth will make you free? Lady Liberty extends the torch of liberty to thee. Hold on. I'll be right back.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Paul Revere's lantern lighter here, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Now check out this meme of Lady Liberty I have here in my notes. Armed and charging all enemies of our Constitution, the Save America Act has 49 Republican sponsors, and at least one Democrat, Fetterman, has committed to vote for it. JD is ready to cast the tie-breaking vote. Now, if the Senate will get serious about protecting the integrity and sanctity of our elections, we can get this passed into law. They've got to deal with that filibuster, and calling for a standing or talking one would be a good step in that direction. Next, we'll have to fight it through the courts, which will certainly be used as a delaying tactic, while simultaneously squawking about needing more time to prepare for the implementation of all the provisions, whatever. This is going to be an uphill battle all the way, but I say take the hill. This truly is a hill worth dying on. In fact, we can hope. This may well be the hill the Democrats and that Democratic Party and their rhino comrades will die on. I don't mean physically, you know what I'm speaking metaphorically. Take the hill. That would be a good slogan for the 2026 midterm elections. Some of you might not know this, but from the early 19th century in the 1800s, when the federal government permanently settled in Washington, D.C., the capital, which is home of our Congress, has been referred to as the Hill. We have the Oval Office, affectionately called the People's House, or the West Wing, but to preserve it, we must take that hill. Don't for one moment think the Democrats won't do everything and anything they can to steal the midterms. The outrageous stuff they've already done and continue to do should tell you that they are totally ready to die on this hill. I noticed a few old stories circulating fresh. One is the video of Lieutenant General McInerney, who picked up a story from some source he trusted that originated from a government contractor named Daniel Montgomery, who claimed to have worked on an election stealing scheme called Hammer and Scorecard. Hammer was the name, he said, identified the supercomputer, and Scorecard was the election controlling software used to control election outcomes. The Lieutenant General was no crackpot, and the likes of Sidney Powell, regarded as highly competent in her role as an attorney of some record, also heard and repeated this story. She served as an assistant U.S. attorney, worked extensively in appellate cases, filed 180 published appellate decisions, and served as lead counsel in 500 federal appeals. Well, she also expressed confidence in the Hammer Scorecard story. However, through a labyrinthine series of dodges and subterfuge, either these highly competent people were duped, something to this day they have not conceded, or the other side stayed sufficiently ahead of them, just out of the reach of law and proof, to keep the dots in this case disconnected. A few I dots and T bars remain missing, and so a court-ready case never materialized, or, shall we say, was never allowed to be heard. Now, you've heard of the Dominion voting machine scandal. You know the voting machines that, you know, could not be hacked because they cannot connect to the internet, until evidentiary pressure collapsed that lie. And so the Dominion Guard, and I mean by that, the Dominion never took the lead in opposing these attacks. They stayed behind the scenes, except later when they decided to use lawfare to attack those who dared oppose them. Mike Lindell is one of them, and Sidney and others, but used the media and the politicians that they owned to do their dirty work for them. But anyway, the Dominion Guard retreated to a fallback position, saying, they do connect to the internet, my bad, but they cannot be hacked. And that lasted a while until it collapsed under incontrovertible evidence. So the Dominion Guard fell back again and entrenched on another line of defense. They can be connected to the internet, and yeah, they can be hacked, but they never have been. And if asked why, the answer was, well, because that would be against the law. And of course, nobody's going to break the law and commit voter fraud. You know, to which my favorite squirrel replied, yeah, I'm sure you've also heard the connection between Dominion and Venezuela. Maybe the move on Venezuela had, you know, multiple dimensions being served here. But the mysterious vote flips, sometimes occurring right before your eyes, are explained by Dominion voting machine manipulation. I saw it happen, you know, while I was watching an election report. The advantage just magically flipped from Republican to Democrat right in front of your eyes. It was just really weird. I know there could be alternate explanations for that. I'm just saying that this is one of them. Right now, the Fulton County election case is proceeding, We were told the reason they stopped counting was because of flooding, which proved untrue. I don't have time to revisit all of this, but it was so obvious that the Dems were stealing the 2020 election, a blind man could see it. We are told they put up cardboard so no one could look inside while they resumed counting, which is in Fulton County, by the way. And the reason that was given was, they were just stupid. You know, in my experience, stupid goes right along with lazy. And lazy people don't do anything they don't have to do. So why did these stupid people think they had to go to the trouble of blocking the windows so no one could watch what they were doing inside? And then pulling boxes of ballots out from under tables covered by tablecloths? The whole thing stirred up such a stink. My friend, it's gagging wizened minds even to this day, almost 6 years later. In truth, the 2020 election stinks more today than it did the morning after that load was dropped, if you know what I mean. So the last story of Lieutenant General McInerney has not been written. He's still alive, and hopefully he'll get vindicated. And his testimony resurfaces now while we are thinking about the SAVE Act. And another blast from the 2020 scandalous election past is mentioned lately by none other than our beloved Cat Turd, reposting an X post by Sassafras84. She opens with, quote, "Mitch McConnell was in on the staged faux insurrection," end quote. Beneath that, you have a picture of then-Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky with a statement from, quote, "conservative twins," end quote. And it says, quote, "Wow, hidden cam footage captures former Michigan Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky dropping a bombshell about January 6th. And then, as if quoting Shirky, quote, "It was all staged. Mitch McConnell wanted it to be a mess so he could secure a Trump impeachment conviction for Pelosi and Schumer," end quote. I've got a link here for you to look at this yourself. Mike Shirky was known to be an establishment Republican. Some conservative Republicans considered him a moderate rhino. You might remember the brouhaha that stirred over a video taken O'Keefe style of the then senator saying the J6 business was a hoax from the beginning, all staged. Well, you always run this sort of thing down because you never know what snake is hiding in the grass, even in conservative lawns. So before I go into this, let me say I mean no aspersions against the cat. No way. That's definitely a cat that knows where it's at. The general tenor of this meme is accurate. However, after I finally battled my way through to the truth, and boy, what a war that was, fighting through obstacles thrown up against me by AI, and I think they all use the same algorithms, by the way. You can watch for my newest book coming soon, My Arguments with the Algorithms, Proof that AI is an Undercover Democrat. You'll love it. Now, look, I know it's difficult to really hear through all the noise that's in the background stuff. Basically, he was asked about the D.C. thing. He said, that wasn't Trump's people, and he repeated that. Said, that was all a hoax from day one. It was all prearranged, end quote. He was asked, prearranged? And he said, they came on separate buses. That was arranged by, you know, somebody was funding that. And then he asked, why wasn't there more security? It's ridiculous. It was all staged, end quote. He called the D.C. mayor a puppet and then said, quote, Mitch McConnell was in on it. He is the one that was part of the decision about how much security to have, end quote. And he said, quote, I think they wanted to have a mess, end quote. And he said much more, but with regard to this X post, these are the pertinent parts of his statement. Notice he didn't speak to Mitch McConnell's motivation, but did clearly state that Mitch was in on the whole thing. He obviously believed it was staged for some reason. And the most reasonable assumption is that they wanted something they could use to impeach Trump and or bar him from returning to the White House. So you see, the meme is truthful, but either out of ignorance or in order to titivate the story, And by the way, to innovate means to make minor enhancements. Used here to say the story has a bit of embellishment, or it might have been nothing more sinister than a statement that expressed the individual's opinion about what the senator was saying. In any case, you don't place quotation marks around a statement and then ascribe that statement to someone who didn't make that statement. Come on! Anyway, but here's the story, in my opinion. Even though the former senator later walked his statement back, apologized, and said he misspoke, and that what he meant was that the allegation that Trump initiated the event is what he meant when he said it was a hoax from the beginning. And then later he clarified on a hot mic, this guy keeps getting caught in these, meaning he did not know he was being recorded, by the way, that his apology was not intended to take back the essential points he was making in that video statement. And you can hear it for yourself and make up your own mind about it. But what you have here is a senator who had the reputation of being one of those moderate types of Republicans revealing that he believed the accusation against Trump was false and that the riots were a setup and that the Democrats wanted it to happen. And the only reason they would want that to happen was to use it to blame or block Trump from future service. And my point right now is, do not forget what they did, and don't think for one moment they won't do it again and go even farther. The midterm is a hill they will die on to take the hill. So we must marshal all our power and use all the power we have to rise up and take the hill. Take a look at this meme. Lady Liberty triggered. She's mad, coming forward to defend our Constitution and the liberty guarantees. She's trampling down the enemies of liberty here so she can continue to hold her liberty torch high for all the world to see. Hold on, Iran. We're coming. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline by dialing 1-805-314-2114. One more time. 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
How would you like to encounter God? Are you ready for a renewed experience of God with a fresh encounter this year? Or maybe you've never experienced God and He doesn't seem real to you. Get ready to encounter God and know that He is real. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.